Hello, my listeners. Hello, hello. How are y'all during this quarantine? Since we are going to be quarantined to the end of this month, I am going to be doing a lot more of my pods. Yeah. Hey. Sorry, just talking to the baby. But today's segment is about the government, what the government could have done. We all know that Trump had received this warning about the coronavirus way in January. My theory is when he received it, the governors, the mayors of every state has also received some part of information about the coronavirus when Trump received it. So they could have been then let everybody know this stuff, but they was listening to their president thinking it was a joke. Okay. Now my thing is, how do they have a prediction on how many people is going to die? They're predicting this because due to how the lack of their resource, the lack of the stuff that they are doing, because they have all these people. Oh, don't come to the hospital if you have flu-like symptoms, mouse coronavirus symptoms, blah, J, skippy. Go to your clinic, when that's putting other people at risk for them going to their clinic. People that don't have it. People that don't have to go to the hospital, but you know, would rather go to the clinic and talk to their regular doctor. They're putting them, jeopardizing their life, so they're adding them to this percentage that they have. Like Governor Waltz, that's the Minnesota governor, he told us about 70-80% of these people, Minnesota people, is going to get this coronavirus. And I feel that's why, one of the reasons, because my regular physician is messing with this person that may be positive for coronavirus, this other person that may be positive for coronavirus, and another person, and then coming to me. And I done took all the necessary steps that I done had to take not to get it, but now I got it because due to my doctor, due to these CDC and all these other places telling people, don't come to the hospital, go to your regular doctor, your regular clinic, blah, J, skippy, when it all could have been avoided because they could have all designated one hospital. We have Regents, we have St. John's, we have United, and that's only in St. Paul. Going towards Minneapolis, you have Fairview Riverside. You have HCMC. You have North Memorial. That's six hospitals right there. Not to mention you have a Mayo Clinic. You have Batista. Those are like, Batista has nursing homes, clinics, and hospitals. You have Abbott Hospital and clinics. But if they would have said on the news, if you feel like you have flu-like symptoms, if you feel like you may have the coronavirus, no other clinic, no other hospital is going to test you but this hospital. Come to this hospital instead of going to your regular doctor, instead of going there. That would, you know, and that would have stopped some of it. That would have stopped some of the spread. Instead of them saying, you know, the grocery stores, that's going to, as the people who are grocery shopping, that's a whole nother thing, you know. I don't know how he could have prevented that. Probably had one Walmart open at a time. I don't know, but then people would have panicked. I don't know about that, but I do know about the clinics because, you know, you have people like me. I have asthmatic kids and a six-month-old baby, and I'm terrified for my children to get this. So I need to go to the clinic. I can't. I need to take my kids to the clinic. I can't. You know, and it's just a shame because the government, every governor, every mayor, you know, could have protected the people of the United States of America way better than they have protected us. You sit here and you watch these movies about this stuff, Contagious. Movie exactly about this. Came out in September 2007. Exactly about this. You think they would have paid attention to the movie and took some steps. So you know if the zombie apocalypse happened, we're fucked. If you ain't got all your stuff, you're fucked. Due to this stupid ass government. I hate the fact that they have this in place. The way the government is set up. Because, you know, in pandemics like this, floods, tornadoes, all types of stuff. The thing is, please stay calm. We're learning this just as well as you are. Be calm. Some of you may die, but please stay calm. No, motherfucker. No. You should have did other shit. Better shit. You should have had all this shit prepared. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. All this stuff prepared. Okay? You should have had all this stuff prepared for us. They watch these movies just as well as we do. Oh, dang. If this actually happened, what would we do? I'm the governor of Minnesota. I'm the governor of Illinois. Whatever governor I am. What would I do if this happened in my state? Zombie apocalypse. What would I do if this happened in my state? I don't know. I'm just going to protect me and my family. That's all I can do. I hate that whole little attitude. It just doesn't make any sense why we have to live like this. Why people have to be scared to go to the clinic. And I'm going to be giving y'all weekly updates because what I have seen, I am steps ahead of them, okay? I am steps ahead of them. I sit here and every time I went out to the store, if I went to go drop some food off to a neighbor, anything, I wore a mask. I had people looking at me like I was sick because of what the CDC said. Oh, only wear a mask if you're sick or a health official, because if you're not sick, it doesn't work for you. First of all, if it don't work for me, how the hell is it going to work for the health officials and the people that's sick? Right, that never made sense to me. So I always wore masks. Now here they come talking about wear mask everywhere. Oh, now it's wear a mask everywhere. Oh, okay. I sat here and I said, the numbers is going to rise. Because you know what? And I'm speaking about in Minnesota. Right here. 3 to about almost a month ago, we received on the news that 2 people from Minnesota had came in contact with a positive person for coronavirus. And this was 3 to 4 weeks ago, probably 5. I pulled my kids out of school because they asked them to self-quarantine and stuff, but they told us there was nothing to worry about. What do you mean it's nothing to worry about? They came positive, and it was only a day. And I bet you those 2 are the first 2 that were sick. But it was only a day. And then y'all have these people in the airport. What they should have did is if you came in contact with somebody that was positive and you knew, we're going to self-quarantine you. They're buying up these hotel rooms now, when they could have bought up a hotel or took a hotel, whatever the hell they had to do, but took a hotel and self-quarantined these people themselves. If you're hungry, go get something to eat. They could have quarantined these people themselves, you know, and they didn't, because I've always said this. If you tell me to self-quarantine myself for 2 weeks, I'm going to look in my refrigerator, in my freezer, in my cabinets. Oh, I don't have no food. I got to go to Walmart or Cubs or Sam's Club, wherever these people shop at. But I can't quarantine myself without no food. Mm-mm. Oh, I need household essentials. Can't quarantine myself without toilet paper, toothpaste, and all this. I'll quarantine myself tomorrow. That was another way how they spreaded this. It's just so many things where they fucked up. And it's a shame that this is the people that we depend on for our lives. When stuff like this come, these are the people that we depend on. Our governor, our mayor, our president, vice president, sergeant general. All these people, and they have fucking let us down. Y'all hear the baby there. He's in his walker. Aww. But it's a shame. It's a shame. And we need better people in here. More people, better people. Because even if Trump and the governors did not believe the information about the coronavirus that they received, they still should have at least said, we do not want you all to panic. But in these next upcoming months, there will be a pandemic happening. There will be something where it's like a flu-like thing. There might be, I mean. There is no guarantee about this, but we just want to aware you all right now so you know. You guys, it's ridiculous. And now they want to have all these 4 or 5 press conferences a day, not saying anything. Not saying nothing. Nothing. But I've been on here for 12 minutes now, and I'm going to probably bring 2 podcasts in a day. If not, I don't know what to tell you. But no, for my listeners, I really do appreciate you guys that actually listen to my podcast. I really do. I know sometimes my podcast is be everywhere, and it's okay, because I said I don't have a specific podcast. I talk about what I think about, what comes to my mind, whether it's right or wrong. I would love feedback, too. If y'all can, give me feedback. Thank you. You guys have a nice quarantine Monday.